Beautiful people. So it's been a bit. I was so for real talk, I was dealing with a lot of mental health problems these past few months. I'm now in therapy. It's going a lot better. So hopefully I can get back to this and give you some fun episodes. So if you recall from the last episode, I was like, I'm gonna do seasons. I have changed my mind yet again, and I'm just gonna do my thing. If there's a topic I want to cover, I'm gonna cover it. It'll still be like bioethics. It will just be more of a broad range. So like the LaLaurie mansion, she was not a medical professional, but she did some really bad stuff to other humans. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. I have updated my Patreon, so it's just Ren Shepherd, because I'm gonna have this podcast. And then I'm also working on two fiction podcasts that I will hopefully be able to start producing soonish. I have to write content and everything, but so I just wanted to kind of like have one Patreon for everything, like what Full and Scholar has. So that'll be cool. That'll be fun. And then for like this podcast wise, any bonus content I'm gonna do, I think I'm gonna do like if there's any paranormal stuff associated with these places that I cover. So like the LaLaurie Mansion is allegedly super haunted. But that's, not bioethics related. It's adjacent to the topic. But I'd like to talk about that too. So that was just going to be like bonus content for this, and I would just throw it into Patreon. What else is there? Y'all, I got a cinnamon dulce steamer from Starbucks, and it tastes like a frickin' cinnamon roll. It's amazing. What else did I want to say? Oh! Yeah, just like one other thing, part of the reason why I disappeared for so long is I don't have any feedback and I feel like I'm just talking into the void. Like, I've got the analytics on Anchor and I see when people listen, but I have really poor self-esteem. And so just not kind of I really just say hi. If you just say hi, then I'll feel a lot better. I think that's all the housekeeping stuff. So, I've had these notes for months. I fully intended on publishing an episode on time months ago, and then everything happened. So, it's been a hot minute since I've looked at these. But this topic is going to be really interesting because this is something that I actually have experience with. But yeah, so let's do a quick break and then we'll come back and I'm going to talk about the HeLa cell line. And we're back. I'm also using Audacity again, and it's been a while since I've used this, so I'm sorry if it sounds weird, because I'm getting used to using this program again. All right, where were we? I'm gonna take a drink real quick of my liquid cinnamon roll. Ah, good stuff. Right, so the HeLa cell line. I don't know if it's pronounced HeLa or Hella. I've been saying HeLa. I don't remember. It's been a while since I was in class. So I'm going to say Gila. My sources are HopkinsMedicine.org, Nature.com, and NewScientist.com. So, we're in the year 1951. We've got Henrietta Lacks, and she is a mother of five. She checks into the Johns Hopkins Hospital because of vaginal bleeding. Fun fact, at the time, Johns Hopkins is one of the few hospitals to treat poor African Americans. Dr. Howard Jones discovers a tumor on her cervix, and upon biopsy, Henrietta Lacks is diagnosed with cervical cancer. She undergoes radium treatment, but ultimately dies October 4th, 1951, at the age of 31. So some of her cell sample from the biopsy was sent to Dr. George Gay's tissue lab without her consent or even knowledge. Gay had been collecting cancer cells to use for research, but none of the cells survived for long. And I can tell you from experience, it's very, very hard to keep eukaryotic cells alive. Prokaryotic cells, easy peasy. Eukaryotic cells, so demanding and so finicky. But Henrietta's cells thrived, doubling every 20 to 24 hours. These became known as HeLa cells and continue to be used today for research. The use of HeLa cells have led to discoveries in cancer, immunology, and infectious disease. Used to study the effects of toxins, drugs, hormones, and viruses on the growth of cancer cells without experimenting on humans. They have been used to test the effects of radiation and poisons, to study the human genome, to learn more about how viruses work, and have played a crucial role in the development of the polio vaccine. And current news, it's even used in research for the COVID-19 vaccines. Unfortunately, there was nothing given in return to herself or her family, and Henrietta's family didn't even know her cells were being used for research purposes until 1973, when researchers approached her children for blood samples to learn more about the HeLa cells. In 2013, the European Molecular Biology Laboratory in Heidelberg, Germany, published the genome sequence without the consent of the Lacks family. Genetic privacy is a thing, and that was violated for her descendants when that information was published. A compromise was reached called the HeLa Genome Data Use Agreement. Two members of the family are a part of the U.S. National Institutes of Health who grant permission to access the sequence information. Some have requested researchers to either limit the use of HeLa cells or to simply stop since the original sample was obtained without Henrietta Lacks' consent. So that's like general public. However, her family wants the opposite. Instead, they simply want people to acknowledge where the HeLa cells came from, and they want her life to be celebrated. Her grandson, Alfred Lacks Carter, says, "They were taken in a bad way, but they are doing good for the world." Rebecca Skloot wrote a book about Henrietta Lacks in 2010. She created the Henrietta Lacks Foundation. They give grants to Lacks descendants as well as to family members of others whose bodies have been used without consent for research. And so this is kind of the blurb of the Henrietta Lacks Foundation. The foundation also seeks to promote public discourse concerning the role that contributions of biological materials play in scientific research and disease prevention, as well as issues related to consent and disparities in access to healthcare and research benefits, particularly for minorities and underserved communities. So yeah, when I said I have experience with this in my biotech class, the last kind of section of the biotech class, we worked with eukaryotic cells. And the HeLa cells were one of them that we used. I knew why they were named HeLa cells, that it was named after Henrietta Lacks, but I did not learn she was a Black woman. I did not learn that it was, you know, taken without consent, and I feel that's something important to know. Just that I like to think of myself as a very ethical and moral person. And I just want to know. I just want to know where I'm getting things from. I want to know if they're ethically sourced. So while these cells were not ethically sourced, like, they have done a lot of good. So, I mean, I know my opinion doesn't matter, and that it's fully her family's opinion that matters. But I agree that, yes, they were taken in a bad way, but they have done so much good for the scientific community. And yeah, let me tell you, it's very hard. It's very hard to keep eukaryotic cells alive. Our class, like, everyone had their cells die. And so I was the only one who managed to keep at least some alive. So I adopted the whole class's cancer cells and tried to keep them alive. It lasted for about a week. But yeah. So that's that. I hope this was fun and interesting. And I'm Ren Shepherd, and this is why we can't have nice things. I'm going to put links to the new Patreon. I've got a new Twitter account, which is just me, Ren Shepherd. But yeah, I'll put all the links in the show notes. And I'll catch you on the flip side. I'm going to try to get some research done for the next episode today. That may or may not happen. Maybe this weekend. Either way, I'm going to hopefully have something for you soon. But yeah, I'll catch you later. Bye.